That was excellent. All righty.
Whom he hath appointed heir.
Tonight we're
going to
start out in the book of Psalms, chapter 27.
By whom also he
Good
made
evening,
the world.
Everyone.
Who being the
Psalm chapter 27.
Of
and we're going to start in verse 14.
Glory.
And I'm going to start us off
now,
with a word of prayer.
If you can define.
Dear God, thank
means.
You for this evening, Lord, and
what
a great place to be on a Wednesday
glory.
Night,
so I'm
Lord.
Try a little bit tonight
thank you for that verse of that hymn that says that you condescend to us, Lord. You're the only one in the position
simple.
To do that, Lord. You truly are perfect, and I thank you for
definition.
That. I love you in Jesus'
wow.
name. Amen. Psalm 27, verse 14
says, wow.
says, wait on the Lord,
in
be of good courage,
good?
And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait,
in something
I
not
say,
so good,
on the Lord.
Outside of you,
this
of you,
is a verse that is very, very,
glory,
very applicable
right?
to my life right now, and a lot of life, a lot of lives
the root
in this
of
room.
Glory is to open,
waiting on
to
the
expand,
Lord. Now,
to enlarge.
We're waiting for different
right.
things. At my age, I'm waiting for a spouse. I'm waiting for a promotion. I'm waiting
Google,
for
ahead of
you name
here.
It. I'm waiting
defined
for it.
As
all right?
brightness,
and the, and there's
splendor,
no matter what age you are, you're
blossom,
likely waiting for something.
Magnificent.
The thing about life
the word,
is,
the root
I mean,
word is
rarely does anything work
that.
Out in our time.
Make it big.
Ever.
Make it big.
We want everything yesterday,
ability
and especially
to
in
make
this society, there, I can't think of a thing
big.
That I got like right when
honor,
I wanted it.
Praise,
there was always some sort
fame,
of waiting involved.
Renown.
But it's frustrating.
I was reading a,
and I don't know if anyone can
man,
echo that sentiment, but man is waiting
for buried. I said, well,
very,
let me
very
put some
so I decided to study it.
And this guy, Jesus said there's six different
and,
ways glory is used in the Bible. Why
I got three very common
about
misconceptions
ten,
about waiting.
So I couldn't
waiting.
Use that one.
So
all right.
Be able to clear those
anytime
up tonight.
Something right. in the inner man wells up and
there's
says,
three
wow,
types
you're
of waiting.
Probably
two of them are false, one of them is true.
In
so I'm trying to explain
okay.
it. There's thing one, and that's this. Well,
over
I don't
above.
Have what I want right now.
Over and above
so I better go
normalcy.
Get it.
All
right? Right? You chase it.
Man.
So here's an example.
Can't you hear Pastor folks saying
Abram.
Man,
and Sarai wanted a child very bad. And God told them, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby. And so the wheels started turning.
How was
Sarai
the trip?
Said, this
glorious.
Why don't we have a baby through the maid?
The wedding
which,
was
you know,
glorious.
Removed from it. The logic's pretty faulty. You know what
that
I mean? Why would God want us to
oh,
sin?
Oh,
and
I got
this
amen.
But in the moment, they thought, God
man,
said this
I
is going to happen.
Up, didn't I?
Let's
ain't
make
heard
it
a peep out of them all easy.
So I always think of waiting is that sometimes. Like, well, God
I
told
mean,
me to wait,
that,
so let's go out.
It's what it is. It's
figure
glory.
Out how to do
all
this.
That confetti,
but that's not waiting. That's chasing.
Grown men
that's
crying.
And I get stuck in that. And that's problematic. Thing number two about waiting.
Talk to
is,
report.
Is
women
this.
Talk
I'm
to
gonna,
connect.
I'm going to demonstrate this right
what
now. This is waiting to me, and this is waiting to a lot of you people in here.
What was going on? It's just so uncomely.
Right? We sit and we wait. Now, that's, I guarantee you, when you say the word
all
wait, that's the first thing everyone thinks of is sitting and waiting. Just
tears.
Wait on God. It's wait upon the Lord. Wow. He'll bring it to you.
Did you see
you know
him?
I discovered
he
about
could
that?
Be the greatest quarterback
lead.
In the history of football.
Why do you think a lot of people
man
in my generation
invents a
left
game,
God? They got
and
sick of waiting.
Good at it.
They said, God, are you even real? I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Where is this supposed
no
thing you're
one.
Supposed to bring me? Do you even exist? Are you even real?
Man, I've been in some of them. I've not been in a lot of them.
So
I've been in some prayer
my head
that were glorious
is going
where
crazy
you can wipe up the...
What am I
stuff
supposed to
that do? Comes out of your nose
do
on
I
the...
cut and run, or do I just keep sitting and hope that I don't get bitter?
And somebody
what
was
is waiting?
Gloriously saved. Glory.
Psalm 123,
wow. Whoa.
Verse 2. Let's go there.
Give me some of that glory. I possess some.
Waiting on the Lord.
And I have
Psalm 123, verse 2.
To give it. I can give God glory. You'll see.
All right.
About
says, behold,
that in a minute.
As the eyes of servants
glory.
Look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so
Tom
our eyes
Brady
wait upon the Lord, our God, and
he's
so let
magnified.
He have mercy upon us.
He's magnificent.
Read that,
he's
and all
spoken
of a sudden,
about. Okay, so
Psalm 27, verse 14 took on a new meaning.
I can be a channel for God
Mr.
to be
Mr. McCracken
glorified.
In his booming
this
voice
is,
read Psalm 27, 14.
This is shaky ground, but Paul said,
real quick.
They glorified God in me. I told one of these young basketball players the other day, little guy, I said, did you score? No.
Right,
did you
read
score?
It again.
No. Did you score? Yeah.
Wait
how many times?
On the Lord.
Three times.
Be
I mean, this was like a real game. You know what the real, you got blue shirts
heart.
And the other guy's got red shirts.
Wait,
I said, it felt good, didn't it?
On the Lord. Right.
Yeah.
Wait on the Lord.
I said, you know, God If you'll do
it took me forever
for God,
to realize chasing
that,
isn't waiting.
What that was. That's glory.
Sitting
that,
isn't
you guys
waiting.
That are playing in the sandlot with
serving is
guys
waiting.
That couldn't make the Pee-wees.
Who's been to a restaurant besides McDonald's?
The
probably not
one down the other end of that court.
Okay, what, the first person to greet you is the waiter. Has anyone ever see a waiter sit down?
You give yourself to God.
Never. From the second you walk in, that waiter walks up, and what does he say to you? He says, "May I take your order, sir?"
And you know what it is? It's glory.
That's it.
That's what we're talking about.
That's it. I realize I'm sitting around waiting for a spouse, waiting for the right job promotion, waiting for this, waiting for that. Getting so frustrated, realizing
I can glory.
I'm not doing any waiting. I'm not waiting upon the Lord. Why don't I go up to God's table with honesty and humility and say, "Can I take your order, sir?"
Glory, Isaiah said.
That's the thing.
It's everywhere. So we'll look at some of
these. It took me forever to figure this out, but I know many people that have left. People that were very close, very dear to me. People that I love that left not only this church, but more importantly,
glory,
left God.
Glory, glory.
Because they got sick of waiting.
15.
And they weren't waiting at all. They were sitting, hoping that God would do something when God wanted them to make a move.
It's everywhere.
You know, when you're busy, in this message, I'm preaching this to myself, really. When you're busy for God,
1 Corinthians,
you know, time
15.
Flies. You know, I work at, Lauren can attest to this, we both work in the
all
optical
flesh
industry,
is not the same works. Flesh.
And people will come in for their eyes.
But there is one kind of flesh of man.
See a lot of this. See a lot of
another
this.
Of beasts.
Oh, there.
You lost the evolutionist there. Another of fishes. Another of birds.
You know, I had an appointment.
There
what,
is also
what's going on here?
Celestial
and they get
bodies.
Really frustrated
those
and
heavenly
some
bodies.
Of them walk out. And some
and
of them I wish would walk
terrestrial.
Out.
But those are earthly
the thing
bodies.
About it is,
I don't know
they're getting so that, frustrated.
But
now,
the
there's other types of people, right, that will get up and they'll go to the
cherubims,
the wall,
and, the
and they'll start trying on different
right?
glasses. Is this right for me?
And the glory
I mean,
of the terrestrial.
Maybe this is what's going to work. And the what they're doing, they're not chasing,
the
but they're
lions.
Serving
I mean,
a purpose.
Look at a giraffe.
They're not sitting there getting angry. They're fulfilling something. And they're the happiest people.
Elephant.
Because they're the ones who are actually doing something. And then when me, the optician, walks up to them and ready to help them out, they're ready to go.
And in case
it's a lot more prepared than the guy that sat there for half an hour and then I walk up to him and I got to get the ball rolling. You know what I mean? So maybe God has got all this stuff piled up ready for us to do. Just
wait for
us to come up to him and say, "May I take your order, sir?"
You know, there was a generation.
The problem
was
sitting and waiting. You get answers. You jump the gun when you sit. Look at Abram and Sarai.
David said this. He said,
they jumped the gun with Hagar, and that led way to Ishmael. We know those nations are still duking it out to this day.
The sun, the stars, which thou
but if you look further, God wanted Abram to do something. He wanted to make a covenant with him. He wanted him to circumcise all the males. He had stuff he wanted him to do. Now, if Abram had gone straight to God and gotten that stuff taken care of, got the covenant, got his name changed, got his purpose, got his direction, and then got all that
now,
physical stuff dealt with.
Does your little
the baby would have come right along. We'd have had Isaac right away.
Instagram
but Abram and Sarai had to get thinking too hard.
Have some glory.
And they started doing stuff that they thought was right in their own eyes. And that is the thing there. Waiting
does
is frustrating
little,
if you're sitting. But if we can just learn to grab
called.
Our towel,
not,
grab
I'm
our tray,
spiritual here.
Walk
I
up to God's table
video
humbly.
Games. And movies,
and with a spirit of willingness.
So I got my own issues, okay? So it's really
it's
easy for me to sit up
to
here
a life
and say,
of
you know, you're a you're
fulfillment,
a if you
and less bitterness,
on Instagram
and less leaving, and less
really?
Throwing up your hands
but
and saying, "Is God even real?" Because
okay.
I think that's the problem.
But you know,
wait,
you
got to prove yourself when God's
you're playing.
They're waiting for you to prove yourself. What have you done for Jesus? So
I've
that's we'll go short tonight. That's all I had. But just remember, waiting on the Lord isn't chasing.
There's a little
it's not,
glory. I'm
not
mocking
trying
it.
To
it's true.
Make it happen yourself and
you beat somebody in a chess game
the way you want it to happen. It's not sitting there and wondering, "Boo hoo, woe
let's
is me.
On.
When is my ship going to come
the
in?"
Meeting.
It's walking up to God and asking, "May I take your order, sir?" A waiter is
it's
never
like God
still. I can't put that
put
in your head enough.
Glory
I mean, you've all been arrested.
Look at the next verse.
Never still.
There is the
they're
glory of the sun.
They're bringing this. They're bringing that. And, that
and
is
another
what God
glory
wants us to
of the moon.
We'll
so you can't say, well, everything in the heavenlies
we'll
is one kind of glory. No, there's
we'll
two different glories.
Falling away. So,
look at the sun, the sunrise, the sunset, gender something different in you than necessarily the moon does. Now, and most of the time, the sun is more glorious than the moon. But every once in a while, get this, when the moon is really, really, really reflecting the sun, Whoa! You know, in the fall time when it's like, if I was over that field, I could get up and touch it. Glorious. Another glory of the moon. Another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. And there's different glory among them. I heard today a new big scientific discovery. They found seven, I think they called them expo Earths. Is there life out there? I did think this was interesting. Just a coinkadinky, there's seven of them. Maybe that's where the Gentiles will inhabit eternity, Lyndon, as they go out to the uttermost. But let's go on. So also is the resurrection of the dead. So we got diversified glory. It's everywhere. The earth is full of it. The whole earth is full, full. You look at the water and you ponder, and you, if you can turn your buzzer off for two minutes, and you look at, why is there always sand by the water when we go to this ocean? What if it was something? Isaiah 46:13. Let's get that. Now, glory can be inside and glory can be outside. Go ahead and read that.
I bring you my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory.
Israel, this unbelievable nation that started with one man. That one man. And that ended up down in Egypt. And God brings this nation out of Egypt and the Red Sea parts. And they wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. And the glory of God shines upon them. And I think what this is here, we'll get to this in a minute. The glory of children are their fathers. Remember that, dads with teenagers? He didn't say the young man. Remember, there's children, young men, fathers. Remember when you were just, dad can do anything. My dad used to tell me stories and lie. He said he was in World War II and he shot one German and it went through and killed the whole company of them, one bullet. I remember looking over at my dad in the car one day. I used to look at my six brothers, 5'11", in his family. And they would just sit around and eat peanuts and talk about, remember the time Angelo called that guy? And I'm thinking these men could whip anybody. The time I was a little disappointed, I said, Dad, could you beat anybody in a fight? And he said, no, but they'd know they were in a fight. Yeah, it's my dad. That's Dad knows everything. And then sometime when they get to that young man stage, does Dad know anything? I better move on. I think it's that spirit that God is saying, look at Israel. Look what I made. They are mine. Look at the temple is mine and the glory is mine and the covenants are mine. The clean people are mine. The holy people are mine. The sanctified people are mine. The separate Israel, my glory. Just like the kid says, Dad's my glory. 1 Corinthians 11. It's all over the place. Verse 7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. How a person could look at this and say, yeah, billions and billions of years ago, the soup was just a spinning, and here we are. God makes man and says, that man is made in the image. And let me make sure I got it right. He is the image, not just made in. He is the image and glory of God. So God says, Israel's my glory. He said, look at man. Imagine when Adam was made and God breathed into the dirt and it became a living soul. You think Brady's comeback was big? And then it got real good for Adam. But the woman is the glory of the man. Now, I used to think it's because, check out my prize. Well, that's not what it is. She was made from him. I mean, come on. You ever eat a spare rib? Spare rib? God takes a rib out of the man, folds up the flesh instead thereof, and she comes out of him. And you know what it is? You think Brady's glory was something, what he did? Look what came out of the man. And I'm not going to get into the sermon on it, but marriages and relationships is all a reflection of all this. And when it gets all distorted, let's read on. So man is the glory of God and woman is the glory of man. We're in verse 7. For the man is not of the woman. See, here's your answer why she's his glory. But the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman. You better turn the live stream off on this one. But the woman for the man. Ladies, if you'll get that. And husbands, if you'll get that. You'll get in that divine design. It's quiet. For this cause, verse 10, ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman. Ooh. But all things of God, judging yourselves, is it comely for a woman to pray to God uncovered? Doth not its nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? You wouldn't have a seeker-friendly church within 1,000 miles preach that verse. They'd just say, how long's long? Ask the heathen next door. There was a day. I don't want to go there. But if a woman have, say it with me, long hair, it is a glory. Okay? So, man, the glory of God. Woman, the glory of man. The long hair, glory of the woman. I'm telling you, it's everywhere. The whole earth is full of His glory. I got to say this because it's at that place that a lot of old-fashioned preachers would say something about where has all the glory gone in that last point of the woman's long hair. I'll say it's gone the same place as the first two went. Okay? So man of the woman long hair. All right, let's look at the young men. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. Deep, ain't it? I just figure let the word get in there and do whatever. We're talking about glory tonight. Verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength. Now, poor Isaiah Carr is staying with Pastor Camilleri. I'm so glad he didn't get to the Quattros before he came my way. Oh, man, you don't want to get caught over there. But this guy, he likes it. He likes it. I couldn't get my gummy bear bag open back there, and he's watching me. He goes, you want me to help you with that? I could handle this. Come on, man. I was thinking today, you ever see an Olympic weight set, those big ones like Alexia picks up with the big fat ends on them? In those big plates, are 45 pounds. And so 315 pounds is three of those plates on each side. It's about that thick. They're about this big. And the bar weighs 45 pounds. And I was thinking today, I used to squat. You know what that is? That's the, you take the weight off. I used to do 15 all the way down. Reese, and I thought to myself, maybe I could demonstrate that tonight. I don't even want to demonstrate it without the bar. Man, you see, you're an old man, and you're hurting. And what did I do to my shoulder? I never did anything to my shoulder, and I can't hardly put my arm around my wife. And you look at these young guys digging, and you look them out on the roof, and you look them up in those towers, and you know what that strength is? It's glorious. Now, I can't. Let's get Psalm 18:32. Psalm 18:32. Here's what you got to get, boys. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. If you scored that basket, He gave you the hand. We didn't do nothing. And I'll add this to you girls that are so stuck on yourself. If you're beautiful, God gave that to you. You got no business being vain. Vain. You know why it's called vain? Because you didn't have nothing to do with it. I mean, if you're pretty, thank God. And if you're strong, thank God. But don't glory in your strength. And I'll tell you why. Because of 1 Peter 1:24. Go ahead. I'm over that. Son, can you pick up that... honey, can you pick up that wrapper on the floor? My first 35 to 45 minutes every day is... every morning because of my friend Bill. I pray for Bill, I pray for Seth, I pray for Sharon, I pray for Laura every single morning. Because Bill Morrissey is the one that said, when you have a bad back, you put your socks on in your bed. Because you don't have to bend over. The bed is supporting your weight. And so I keep a pair of socks next to my bed. Last thing I do before I go to bed, I put my Bill Morrissey socks right there. And then I get up in the morning. And pray for Bill, pray for Seth, pray for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because here's what's going to happen. 1 Peter 1:24. You see it? 1 Peter 1:24. For all flesh is as grass. Oh, and sometimes the grass is green. I was telling Isaiah, he said, boy, I think the grass would be a little bit greener. I said, son, you brought this warm weather with you. This grass don't know what hit it right now. I said, but I'll tell you what, that third week of May, we'll be cutting it three times a week. And it'll be strong, and it'll be rich, and it'll smell good. But winter's coming. Henry tells Charlie, you're going to get old someday too. Look at, all flesh is as grass and the glory of man as the flower of grass. When they get those little tingly things in the spring and then those things are gone, the grass withereth and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. Glory's everywhere. We don't have to turn there. The glory of children is fathers, till they tell me what not to do. I want to go with my friends. He told me no. He doesn't know. Enjoy it while you got it. Teach the world how to raise children while they're still your glory. Amen. The whole earth is full of His glory. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is a Bible study is what this is. Something for the spirit. Food for the soul. Tim Oswald, Sr., read that 1 Thessalonians 2:20.
For ye are of our glory and joy.
Ye, be His converts. Now here we are again. You think about the wow. You think about the Brady, and you think about the woman out of the man. You think about Israel, and then you get a convert. Have you ever gotten a convert? Have you ever gotten a convert that really stuck and was really converted? I got one. Where is he? I saw him earlier tonight. There he is right there. Listen. You can't help but glory in that. Young man, if you make it to level number 9,241 at Pac-Man in 50 years, it'll mean nothing. I had something to do with a conversion that in 5 million years, it'll still matter. This is my friend Joe Lonsky. I led him to Christ and he was living in a hellhole down there in the ghetto. I told him, woo! That's glory. See? Try it. You'll like it. I think there's glory in a witness. You don't always have to get them converted. There's something about the Spirit of God flowing. You've experienced, we've talked the last couple days, what you got going and just, oh, there's something about that. Ephesians 3:21. Robbie, get that and read Ephesians 3:21.
Let Him be glory to the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, the world without end. Amen.
Glory in the church. Now, I don't know about you, but something happened in here Sunday. I don't know if it was just a lot of visitors. I don't know what it was, but there is just some time when it, they call it down south, it was thick. There's just something about that. It's the presence of God. We'll look at that. Let's see. I think. Okay, get 1 Chronicles 16:27. It's all over the place. Jesse, you'll read that. Jason Lodice, you'll read Matthew 18:20. And then, Dimitri, you'll read Exodus 34:30.
Mm-hmm. 1 Chronicles 15:7. Glory and honor are in His presence. Strength and gladness are in His place.
Glory is in His presence. In that Old Testament, it would be a physical manifestation in the tabernacle. It was called the Shekinah glory. The physical manifestation of the presence of God would fill the house. They couldn't stand to minister because of the glory of God in that place. All right, who's got Matthew 18:20?
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Preach on unity Sunday morning. That's crucial. If you want this, where two or three are gathered, His presence. Well, I just worship out in the woods. Well, God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. But you don't get the special presence like you do where two or three are gathered. Jesus Christ Himself said, that means He's here right now. I don't think it's a matter. I think when it forgive my southern phrases tonight, I think when it gets on is not his presence any more or less. It's when the saints acknowledge his presence, which was there in the first place when he says, I'll be there where two or three are gathered in my name. Okay? And then Exodus 34:30. Think about this. Come on. Think about this. Go ahead.
And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him.
That really happened. You talking to God, and his face lit up. And you thought, remember the game Operation where the guy's nose, he had to cover your face. We can't even look at you. Oh, God, I'd like to have that spiritually. I'd like people to look at me and say, man, what is it in you? Good glory and bad glory. This is big. This is big. James 3:14. Nathan Schwatter, read that when you get James 3:14. This is where we got to be careful. God divvies it out. Can He trust you with it?
James 3:14. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth.
Bitter strife. You know what? Bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not. That's when you take the bull by the horns and get mad, is what that is. 1 Corinthians 5:6. Jason, 1 Corinthians 5:6. Lodice.
Your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?
Do you know what that glorying was? There was evil going on in the church, and they prided themselves in not doing anything about it. That's exactly what happened. It was unmentionable evil. And it's the only thing I can figure, preacher, when he says they didn't mourn, but they were puffed up. Well, they couldn't possibly, if they were believers, be puffed up that this evil was going on. They had to be puffed up in the fact that we have grace. Yeah, and the church is a disgrace. You're glorying in your grace. Don't you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? So you got to be careful with this glory. All right, 1 Corinthians 3:21, Eric.
Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours.
Ooh. Glorying in men. Isn't it easy? You know why? We can see them. And I know where you think I'm going to go on this, but we got to be careful about religious glory. Because a lot of things, that's what he's talking about. I think we'll go there in a minute. I mean, well, bless God, you're glorying in Tom Brady, you're no good. Well, and you're worshiping the ground that the preacher walks on. Now, I think that we can use some more reverence and respect and deference and submission to God's men. I believe that. But you better be careful putting your glory in men, because men are going to disappoint you. Don't glory in men, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:12. Dan Gluszewski. He doesn't have his glasses. We better say, Isaiah, read that. 2 Corinthians 5:12.
We command not ourselves again unto you, but give us you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them, but glory in appearance and not in heart.
Glory in appearance. Look at me. And you can let the Spirit be your guide the way you want to take this. If you're beautiful, if you're handsome like my 2-year-old grandson thinks I am, don't glory in that. If you're smart, don't glory in it. Don't glory in appearance. And we that think we got it all right have a tendency to do that. But I'll say this, they that got it wrong, in my opinion, do the same thing. They're funny. They say what you appear as doesn't matter. I'm talking about the progressive movement. If it doesn't matter, then why does every one of them look exactly the same when they take the pulpit? The ripped jeans, the little stool, the little goatee, the whole thing, no Bible, bottle of water. Think about that. Oh, no, 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 man looks on the inside. Then why y'all look like a cookie cutter? So, next time they come at you with that, come back at them. All right, Galatians 5:26, 6:13. Good glory and bad glory. Dangerous religious glory is bad. Dylan, 5:26, and then you could flip to 6:13. I'll comment on 5:26 first. Go ahead.
Let us not be desired to vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another.
See, that's vainglory. There's that, I'm better than you. Man, I've been listening through Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians. Prefer others better than yourself. We don't do that. We glory, bless God, we got the best church, and we got the best pastor, we got the best standards, and we got the best music, and that grieves God and steals His glory. The other verse?
For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in the flesh.
Now, glory in the flesh. We're not talking about Tom Brady now. We're talking about Pastor Joe. Look at these guys here. See, that's what these are, these religious Pharisees, that they had these people that were converted, but they told them, you must keep the law of Moses and be circumcised to be saved. Got another one circumcised today. Glorying in your flesh. Paul said, you know what that is? It's empty. It's empty. Okay? Jeremiah 9:23 and 24. Roy, read that when you get it. Jeremiah 9:23 and 24. Deep and heavy and lots of it, isn't there? Go ahead.
Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. For let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth.
Lori? Lori? Dollar store, number twos, $1. Father's Day coming up. Let me turn there. Jeremiah 9. Good glory and bad glory. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Man, if you got the muscles, don't glory in it. If you got the brains and you know how to apply things and you know how to parent and you know how to husband and you know how to wife and you know how to decipher and you know how to discern, don't glory. Because every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. God gave you the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Don't glory if your family is more spiritual, more successful than everyone else. Glorify God. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Young guys, you got to be careful about that. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. He didn't say you can't be rich. He just said don't glory in it. But let him that glorieth in the Lord. And what's this is tonight? That he understandeth and knoweth me. That I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. What are you glorying in? I know God. Woohoo! I know God tonight. That's what's important, young man. That's what'll get you through. That's what'll get you the victory. That's what'll keep you on the straight and narrow. Knowing God. Well, are you saved or you're not saved? Are you say, I don't know, but do you know God tonight? Psalm 4:2. I want to know him. I was asking him again today. Help me to get to know. When Paul's saying, I haven't apprehended, that's what's going through my head today. Man, if he'd not apprehended, he wasn't talking about being saved. That I might know him. Psalm 4:2. Go ahead and Bill, read that.
Psalm 4:2. O you sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing?
I don't understand all that. But all I know is they're taking, and I'm thinking about Romans 1 where they knew God, they glorified him not as God, but worshiped and served the creature more than the creator who was blessed, and changed the truth of God into a lie. I don't understand how this all happens, but you can take the glory of God and turn it into shame. And I think the one way you do it is living a shameful life as a believer. Oh yeah, he grew up in that home and you saw what happened there. And you're turning my glory into shame. And I'm sure it had to do with the book of Ezekiel when those sacrifices were being offered and all those prostitutes were out there at the door of the temple and they were behind and they were worshiping devils and all that. And what was the glory of God? You can call that maybe the modern church today. What was the glory of God has been turned into shame. Shame. Wow. The root of glory. Open, expand, enlarge. Brightness, splendor, blossom, magnificence, honor, praise, fame, renown. When you say wow, you're okay. Jesus Christ is the brightness of God's glory. All right, let's look at these verses. We'll run through them. 1 John 1:5. Does it say God is light? God is light. That's what we sang about tonight. Jesus Christ is the brightness of that light. You can't, and there's no defining this. There's no close illustration, but you can't separate the sun from its brilliance and its rays and its all-encompassing. And if God is light and God is glorious, Jesus Christ is the brightness of that glory. That means he's pretty special. He's pretty special. 2 Corinthians 4:4. You know 2 Cor 4:4. And this is what we sang about tonight. 2 Cor 4:4, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believed not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the light of the glorious gospel. We take for granted the light that we have. You have the light of the word which you hold in your hand. You have the light of the glorious gospel in your heart. You realize there's a world out there that's blind tonight. Do you realize there's a world out there that is groping in darkness? And do you know that they love that darkness? John chapter 3. I think that's where we're going next. Well, go to John 1 first. John 1. I just want you to see it. Let the Spirit move it down in your heart. And maybe you don't have your I's all dotted tonight and your T's all crossed, but aren't you glad you got some light in you tonight? In verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth. Listen, the brightness of God's glory shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. See, we can't in this world see the glory of God physically, but we can see it through Jesus Christ because He's the brightness of His glory. Okay, verse 9. That was the true light, capital L, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Every man that comes in this world, God places a light. So don't tell me that I'm not giving man none of the benefit of the doubt. Don't tell me he's totally depraved, because there's some light that He's put in that man. A light that can respond to God. Is he a sinner? Yeah. Is he depraved? Yes. But He's written a law in his heart, and that Gentile that has not the law accuses and excuses and puts people in jail when they do wrong, even when they don't know Jesus. Matthew 4:16. Maybe I'm overloading you tonight. Matthew 4:16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has sprung up. And can I add, that's the whole world. That's the whole world tonight. John 3:19. Now let's go to the next. That's the one that said, men love darkness rather than light, lest their deeds be reproved. This is the one I want you to get. Matthew 17:2. Coach, read that one. Matthew 17:2.
Figure before them that his face is shining as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
Come on now. I know you read that 1,000 times and you did your little flannel graphs, but they went up on a mountain. And he was transfigured into what he's going to be in the future. As light as the sun. As light as the sun. I'll get Revelation 21:23, and then we'll go out of this place and give God some glory. Revelation 21:23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon. Well, there goes that glory. To shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. Well, what's that? Right there. And the Lamb is the light thereof. So you got this new Jerusalem that's come down. And the brightness of God's glory is that Lamb. And just like on the Mount of Transfiguration, where He was as light as the sun, you're not going to need no sun, no moon there. And the nations, something happened with this new earth, the nations of them which are saved do walk in the light of that city. And it says the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into that city. Philippians 3:21. Do you remember when you were drowning in the sea of sin, going down for the last time, when you called upon His name? Philippians 3:21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. That means where we're going, if you were in your natural eyeballs, you need some sunglasses S-U-S-O-N glasses, because he's going to lighten the place. And what you saw on the Mount of Transfiguration, if you're saved, you're going to have. You know what you're going to be fashioned like unto? His glorious body. Let's stand. No appeal tonight. We'll just pray. Let's go out of this place and give him the glory. Amen. It's all over the place. I hope God spoke to your heart tonight. Again, I'm sorry I couldn't do it justice. It's too much. But I know in Revelation chapter 4, when those 24 elders fall down, they said unto him, be honor and glory. Young men, you got some strength. Give glory to God. You got a song in your heart. You can sing. You hear what the young ladies, man, I had tears in my eyes tonight. Here I am. You are worth it. Give him the glory. Give your marriage to God. Give your relationship. All this glory, give it to God. Father, thank you tonight for your word. I don't know what to say, Lord. It's just too much. I'm looking forward when we get transfigured, when we get transformed and we're just beaming lights for all eternity. And yet in this age, you said that we are the light of the world. Help us to die to sin and be alive to God. Help us to give, Lord, if light sprung up in the region of the shadow of death in your day, how dark is it today? Help us not to be shy about our faith, but help us to go forth and glorify you in all these different areas. Truly, the prophet was right when he said, the whole earth is full of your glory. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anything to set up today?